Thank you for being with us here today at the CGMF Prayer Line. I want to talk to you for a few moments about the importance of a name, but before I do, I want to say Merry Christmas, and I hope everybody's having a great holiday. I was gone for the last few days, and we did not get the Prayer Line messages uploaded. I had left some recordings, etc., and I don't know what happened, but for some particular reason, they didn't get uploaded. And I do not want to name names today, so, and I said I wouldn't, so to those who know, what can I say? I promise I wouldn't say anything. But God bless everyone, and I hope you're having a great Christmas. Turn with me to the book of John, chapter 1, verse 41 and 42. Reading from the Common English Bible. He first found his own brother Simon, and said to him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. He led him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is called Peter. Notice the names being spoken of here and the importance of the names. First, the Messiah, which is translated Christ, which in the Hebrew means God saves, and then Simon, whose name would then be called Cephas, renamed by the Lord, which is translated Peter. I want to talk to you for a few moments about the importance of a name. And there was brought to my recollection a devotion I'd read months ago when I started thinking about this passage of Scripture for today's devotion. And it comes from the Our Daily Bread, and it was called by a New Name. And it goes like this. It's an article by Marvin Williams. In the article, Leading by Naming, Mark Labberton wrote about the power of a name. He said, "I can feel the impact of a musical friend who one day called me musical. No one had ever called me that. I didn't really play an instrument. I was no soloist yet. I instantly felt known and loved. He noticed, validated, and appreciated something deeply true about me." Perhaps this is what Simon felt when Jesus renamed him. After Andrew was convinced that Jesus was the Messiah, he immediately found his brother Simon and brought him to Jesus. In John 1, 41-42. Jesus peered into his soul and validated and appreciated something deeply true about Simon. Yes, Jesus saw the failure and impetuous nature that would get him into trouble, but more than that, he saw the potential of Simon to become a leader in the church. Jesus named him Cephas, in the Aramaic for Peter, a rock. John 1:42 and Matthew 16:18. And so it is with us. God sees our pride, our anger, and lack of love for others, but he also knows who we are in Christ. He calls us justified and reconciled in Romans 5, 9 and 10, forgiven and holy and beloved in Colossians 2, 13 and 3, 12, and chosen and faithful in Revelation 17, 14. Remember how God sees you and seek to let that define who you are. Did you catch that? Remember how God sees you and seek to let that define who you are. People like to use slanderous names about people. People like to nickname people names that sometimes are not too very affectionate, but are kind of negatory. But God cares about you in a very special way. And seek to be defined about, or in a way that God defines you and looks upon you as who you are. When I was going to be confirmed many years ago, and I don't know about your confirmation, but at my confirmation, I took upon the saint's name, John. I didn't take that name in my confirmation process because of the Saint John or Johns who had been saints in history, etc. But I had taken it because of a young man named John Gary Nordstrom who had such a powerful impact upon my personal life in his being like Jesus and showing me who Christ was. And he and his family had a great and wonderful expression in the heart and lives that just touched me forever. And I took his name, yes, in the sense St. John's, but more so with him in mind, his name in my confirmation time and period, and when I went before the bishop and said, "Hey, this is, the name I'm going to use." And St. John was it. That name meant something very special and personal to me because of what he had meant to me. And because of who he reflected, and that was what I thought was Christ and his love and his character. In our hearts and lives, we remember people for certain things. And certain people and their names we do not forget when they are precious to us. Our children, maybe by birth and otherwise, are extremely special to us. But husbands, wives, different ones of different impact, either a positive or negative impact in our hearts and lives. And their names bring a certain response to us. Well, I want my name, when it's before the Lord, Patrick Vossen, to be one that is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, most importantly on that last day or time when I'm being judged. And I hope the Lord to be saying to me, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter in." I hope my name to him will be precious and he'll consider me mostly his justified, his reconciled, his forgiven, his holy, his beloved, his chosen, his faithful, Patrick. To each and every one of you, I hope that same thing today. There's importance in a name. And today we celebrate Jesus' birth. Jesus' name means in the Hebrew, God saves. At the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel gave him the name Jesus as his proper name, which expresses both his identity and his mission. Since God alone can forgive sins, it is God who in Jesus, his eternal Son, made man, will save his people from their sins. In Jesus, God recapitulates all of his history of salvation on the behalf of man. There's power in a name. In the name of Jesus, in the Hebrew, meant God saves. So, as he lived out that life and began to minister to those around about him, that name became more than just a name to people. It reflected the personality of God in its character, in its power, and its focus. In our hearts and lives, I hope we can reflect the Lord and minister as he did, with love and clarity and with soundness of heart and mind, and minister in the Father's heart to those around about us. If we'll do so, we will have a new name written down in glory, yes, and one day be called faithful. But today, as we reflect upon the name of Jesus and consider his life and what it's meant to us, let us remember that there's power in that name. And in names, there is power and there is meaning. Meditate upon that today, and I pray that God will bless you. And I pray that the name you reflect, more so than ever before, each and every day, will be that of our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, thank you for this day. Bless and touch each one as they're enjoying their Christmas meals and fellowship and friendship. God, minister and help those who are lonely today and don't have that kind of friendship. Give them hope and give them strength. Lord, I pray for those who are in need of healing in body, that you would touch and heal them, God, and give them hope and strength and victory over what they're dealing with. And God, I pray for those as well who are outcast and feeling left outside the camp of God and feel estranged from the Lord, that they would be just pulled in by God's love, considering the coming of the Messiah and the way that the Lord has come to bring us into the fold as a shepherd with the sheep. Lord, we thank you for this new day. We pray your touch and love and mercy to all those who called in today. And thank you. Thank you so very much, Lord, for your birth, your life, and your resurrection. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless each and every one of you. Please visit our website. Would you take advantage of the tools that are there? Look at some of the things we have put up on there, new and old. That's at cgmfinc.weebly.com, cgmfinc.weebly.com, for those who don't know it. If you need to reach the ministry by phone, call us at 646-926-0401, and you can always email us at cgmfinc@gmail.com. God bless you. Have a great Christmas.